this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a goon?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous one to show.
Got the cameras, a mother.
God, Greg, what kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
Breakfast Club
with DJ Envy, the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is the Breakfast Club, bitches.
USA! Yo! Good morning, DJ Envy. Good morning, Angela Yee. Good morning, Charlamagne Tha God. Peace to the planet, it's Thursday! I don't know where everybody is, bro. I think Angela Yee's in Miami, right? She went to Miami. She'll be with us tomorrow, broadcasted live from Miami, but she's not with us today. I don't know where DJ Envy is. You got to understand, man, it's the holiday time. And when it's the holiday time, one of the toughest things to do is get up and go to work. Everybody out there feeling it. I don't care what your occupation is. We just getting off Thanksgiving break, and you're thinking about the time off you got for Christmas, the time off you're going to have for New Year's. And it's very difficult to get up and get your ass to your place of employment during the holidays. It just is what it is, man. And, you know, it happened to me yesterday. I went to sleep at 1 o'clock in the morning because it was my wife's born day. And I didn't wake up till 5 o'clock, which got me here around 6:15. This morning I woke up at 4:25 because my ass was in bed by 8 o'clock last night. Because I'm old. And being that I'm old, if I get 3 hours of sleep the next day, I'm done. Okay, and that's how I was yesterday. But I am bright and bushy-tailed this morning, so I could do this whole show by myself right now if I needed to. Where is Envy, by the way? Is it? Oh, he's parking. Okay. Envy has to park on the street. He can't park in the lot because his cars are, like, real expensive, and they don't insure none of his cars. So he has to park on the street, which isn't safe either, by the way. Because if you got an expensive car and you park on the street, somebody just walk by and see your freaking, you know, Rolls Royce, whatever spirit it is, whether it's a ghost, a Wraith, the boogeyman, whatever it is, you walk by and you see it, you might just want to, you know, break into it, especially during the holiday season because the wolves is out. Oh, hey, I was just talking really nice about you.
I'm sure you wasn't.
How are you, sir?
What's up, sir?
What's happening?
How was your night last
night? What'd you drive this morning?
What did I drive?
Yeah.
A Dodge, why?
Oh, you drove a Dodge? So you parked in the lot today?
Yeah, why?
Oh, okay. No, somebody was just talking about how, you know, you got expensive cars and you can't park them in the lot because they can't be insured. And then if you park on the street, somebody might break into them.
Right. So I park in the lot, I have to walk here.
Okay. So during the holiday season, you do like, you tone it down a bit with the whips because you know the wolves is
out. You setting me up right now? What's going on here? What did I just walk into?
No, I'm just asking. That's all.
Hey, so you know what? Can I shout somebody out? Shout out to all the kids in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. A lot of them came out yesterday to the Brooklyn Museum, the Children's Brooklyn Museum. I got a chance to talk to the kids about violence and not taking the easy way out, not taking the gang way out.
Not robbing people with nice cars.
Yes, that
got
too.
Got you. Got you. Okay. Not being that a wolf too. During the holiday season.
Yeah, and they're trying to open up this Brooklyn Armory. They're trying to turn the Brooklyn Armory into like a recreation center so the kids have something to do after school. So I was there with community leaders. Also, the police were there just talking to the kids about doing positive things, and it was great.
Were they actually listening or were they just lining you up? Like, boy, I can't wait till he and his next club gig in Brooklyn.
I ain't gonna lie, I ain't wear no jewelry, but I didn't wear no jewelry. I didn't drive no nice car.
See?
But I just wanted to talk to the kids and just really put some positive images and positive things out there for them so
that's
they can know
about.
That there's some easier ways than just doing that. And I talked to them about just furthering their education through high school. A lot of the community leaders dropped out of high school and their community leaders, and they were mad and upset that they did it. They had to go back and get their bachelor's and get their doctorates and all that. So it was a good thing talking to the kids.
Honestly, that's how I feel about college, too. Whenever I go talk to kids, it's like, it's not uncomfortable. It's just like, damn, I didn't go to college. And you can't tell, you know, kids not to go to college.
Right.
Because truth to the matter is, none of them probably as special as me. Drop on the clues bombs for me, damn.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you are special. You are very special.
That out there. I'm just saying, you're not me. You can't be as special as me. I'm special.
You are.
All right? God blesses baby and fools.
And you were the fool.
Absolutely. And at one point, I was a baby.
At one point, you were a baby.
Yes. Blessed my whole life.
All right. Well, Kevin Lyles will be joining us this morning.
The OG Kevin Lyles. OG Kevin Lyles. Kevin Lyles gave me some great advice one time years ago. I mean, he gives me great advice all the time, but.
He's from Baltimore. He He actually started as an intern at Def Jam and worked his way up to, I believe he was vice president one time at Def Jam.
No, he was the president of Def Jam. Give that man his respect. Drop on the president of Def Jam.
And then he moved over and started his own company, his own management firm, where he manages Ty Dolla $ign, he manages Jeezy,
Trey Songz. He's rich.
And then he's one of the owners of 300, which is the label that has Young Thug. They have the Migos. They have Fetty Wap. Mm-hmm. So he's doing good out there. So when he wants to come up here, we allow him.
Of course.
All right, so we'll kick with Kevin Lyles. All right, we got front page. Oh, Angelique's not here. So I got to do front page news? Oh, my goodness. All right, well, them bum-ass Cowboys play tonight. We'll tell you all about that, too, all right? Keep it locked.
That's why you're going to get robbed.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Yes. Okay, I just want to tell y'all, this is BS that Angela Yee's not here, and I got to do the front page news.
I know I'm upset that I missed Tommy Lauren on Trevor Noah last night.
Yeah, they were frying her ass.
Those are two of my favorite personalities, by the way.
Okay.
Okay? I enjoy both of them a lot.
Do you?
I enjoy Trevor Noah, and I enjoy Tommy Lauren. I cannot wait to watch this.
All right, well, let's get into some front page news. Now, in Thursday Night Football, the Cowboys play the Vikings. Now, we'll see what happens. I'm sure the Vikings will win.
Listen, I need us to lose a game before the playoffs start. You know what I'm saying? I want to lose one game before the playoffs start. I just don't want to lose any divisional game. So if we lose to the Vikings or the Buccaneers, I'm fine with that. Mm. And the Lions. Then we got the Lions on the schedule before the year over.
Yeah.
If we lose any of those three, I'm cool with that.
Now, my Giants, we have, of course, your bum-ass Cowboys on the schedule. We have the Lions. And who else do we have?
You do realize that calling Pittsburgh. My Cowboys bum ass at this point is just a personal opinion because we're 10-1. Drop one of those bombs for the Dallas Cowboys.
It's just a personal opinion.
There's nothing accurate about what you're saying when you say
you actually have a great team, probably the best team in NFL.
And when we get us a pass rusher, oh my God. Lord have mercy. Pass rusher.
Okay.
Lord have mercy.
Now let's talk about this Colorado doctor. Would you be offended if I called you monkey face?
Not really.
Okay, well, Dr. Michelle Heron wrote on Facebook under a picture of the First Lady, monkey face and poor Ebonic English. There, I feel better, and I'm still not racist. I'm just calling it like it is. Now, she actually serves as a Denver health doctor to a large minority population. She says that was taken out of context, and she did not realize monkey face was a racist reference.
You know, the crazy thing is, though, this is the truth to the matter. Some people actually think Michelle Obama looks like some type of monkey or some type of ape. I think she's very beautiful, but I've heard people say that before, so I honestly do believe sometimes when they make those references, they're trying to say that she looks like an ape or some type of monkey, like she really does have a monkey face. Like, I don't think they realize that that's a racial slur for real.
You don't think they're playing both sides? Like, maybe she does, but I'm going to say this anyway because I think I can get it off.
If they do, then you just put, all you got to do is put up a post that could go either way. You'd be like, shut up, you saltine cracker. Okay, that's it. Okay, so it's like, dang, you just called me a cracker. I called you a saltine cracker.
Ah.
All right, yeah, that's what I did.
Okay. Now let's talk about the pilot. We talked about that Brazilian soccer club. A lot of them lost their lives in the plane crash. Now the leaked recording says that they might have ran out of fuel. Now the pilot, he reportedly asked permission to land because of total electric failure and lack of fuel. Now, isn't there a gauge that tells you when your fuel is low?
First of all, if you're a pilot of a plane, you shouldn't even take off unless the plane is full. Hey, don't just get in the air and be like, I got a quarter of a tank, but you can get there. No, that's not how none of this works. No.
I'm with you. Now, they're saying that they're going to be investigating. But, yeah, I'm with you. Like, they should know how much fuel they have remaining.
If that is the case, that's a hell of a lawsuit, bro. A hell of a lawsuit.
Or maybe it leaked out. Maybe they leaked out somehow, some way when they were in the air. Right, I don't know.
That's a little different, but still, certain things like that, the planes just don't start leaking like that. Like, it had to be leaking before. Somebody had to notice the leak.
Because you got to take a chance. Like, this morning, I had an opportunity. I was like, either I'm going to get gas or I'm going to possibly be late.
I did the same thing. I did the exact same thing. I had a quarter of a thing. And I was like, you know what? I had to think about what I had to do after work.
I did too.
And I was like, I don't really have much to do. I can make it. Yeah, I can get back home.
But we made it.
I get to the gas station.
Yeah, it is a car, too, so.
Yeah, it's not the same as a plane. You don't get in a plane if the plane got a quarter of a tank, bro. Like, that's not something you do.
You're right.
You don't get up in the sky and be like, yeah, we can make it.
We're
in New York, but we can make it to Florida on a quarter of a tank.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you're pissed off. Maybe you had a bad morning. Whatever it may be, phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. You know what makes me mad? for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yes, hi. My name's Sabina. How are you?
Good morning. Tell them why you mad, mama.
So I've been dating this guy. I'm sorry, my GPS is going off. I've been dating this guy for 2 months. And he, at dinner last night, he tells me that he has to be honest with me. And he tells me that he has a girlfriend that he's been serious with for the past 5 years. And I said, okay. And I'm all heartbroken and everything. He's like, well, it's okay. Well, we could, because we can work something out. She's totally cool with me having a side chick. She's even into threesomes and all this kind of crazy stuff.
Well, he was honest.
I don't share two things in this world, and that's my and my shoes. But I just don't do that.
But ladies got to stop being like that. And the reason ladies got to stop being like that is because pickings are really slim, you know, for women nowadays. You got a lot of guys in jail. You got a lot of guys that aren't successful. A lot of guys are gay. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with sharing two sticks, baby.
Okay, but would you want to share your woman?
That's not, see, why do we do that? Why does it have nothing to do with men?
Look,
we're talking
at
about
the end of
women.
The day, loyalty is loyalty. No, that's the way I look at it.
I get what you're saying, but at least he was honest. And now that he's honest, you got to decide on yourself if you want to share, if he's that good of a guy, or if you say, you know what, I'll try to find somebody else. But at least he was honest.
No, I'm going to find somebody
and didn't play any games.
It's kind of selfish for good men to be with one woman, baby. And I'm going to be honest, the only thing he's doing wrong is calling you his side chick. You are his other girlfriend. I prefer the term mistress. That's sexy.
Do you listen?
Well, let me tell you something. I am nobody's mistress because I just could never do that to another woman.
There you go.
I'm a lot of things in this world. I'm going to tell you that right now, but I could never do that to another woman. Women have to look out for women in this life. Men are dogs.
Okay.
You know,
wait till Valentine's Day rolls around and you all lonely and you sitting around thinking if you think
listen, my boyfriend passed away 3 years ago. I've been lonely every Valentine's Day for three years now, so I'm used to
it. I'm sorry. How'd he pass away?
Motorcycle accident.
Well, you stand strong and you find yourself a good man out there.
And by the way.
Wait, is this DJ Envy?
Yes.
DJ Envy, I just want to tell you, you are so handsome and your wife is beautiful. Your kids are like a gift to the world. God bless you. Keep being a wonderful husband and a great father.
Oh, God.
Thank you. Well, God has a plan for you.
Listen, any man that dates you is technically dating a woman who has a man because you didn't break up with your man. Your man died. So your man ghost could still be around.
Stop it.
Oh, my God. Please stop it. My man now is Jesus, and Jesus is looking after me. And Jesus even told me. He told me, like, this isn't going to work. So you know what? And you just proved it to me. Well, seconded it to me. So it's a wrap for this guy. There's more fish in the sea.
There you go. You keep looking out, mama.
And
how old are you, mama?
I'm 27. I'm going to be 28 next month. I'm a vieja.
Be patient. Don't look for love. Just enjoy your life and it'll fall in your lap.
Man, stop lying to this girl. Why are you telling her all this generic
stuff? Oh, my gosh, Charlamagne. Why are you a hater? I love you, Charlamagne. I always defend you. Don't do that to me.
I'm just going to tell you the truth, baby. It's going to be lonely on Valentine's Day for you.
But that's all right. You'll find your king and then you'll be happy for the rest of your life.
You'll be 39.
Exactly.
But you'll
Amen.
Be happy.
Praise the Lord.
All right, mama.
All right.
God's got a plan.
God's got a plan. God always got a plan.
800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you could call us too. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Love, Tory Lanez. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Look, I know we at work, but I need 25 minutes to watch Tommy Lauren on Trevor Noah last night. I didn't get to see it. I thoroughly enjoy both of those people. I enjoy Trevor Noah as a personality, and I enjoy Tommy Lauren as a personality.
Explain to the people who Tommy Lauren is, because she's a troll. What station does she work for?
Tommy Lauren works for The Blaze. It's a network, and it's a website. And, you know, she's a conservative firebrand.
Doesn't seem like she likes black people too much.
I don't know.
She's a Trump supporter.
She's a Republican, so she's
doesn't like the Black Lives
supporter.
Matter movement.
She doesn't like the Black Lives Matter movement. She agrees with their right to protest, but she doesn't like. She thinks that some of them have a cop killing rhetoric. Like, Tommy's an interesting person. I like polarizing people for whatever reason.
She was also the one that got on Jay-Z and Beyonce and said, "You married a drug dealer."
Which was true.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, a former drug dealer.
Former drug dealer.
But I mean, like I said, I enjoy Tommy and I enjoy Trevor for different reasons. They both entertain me.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. I talked to both of them yesterday. I didn't realize she was going to be on the show, that's why I didn't see it last night. But I'm going to watch it this morning.
Okay.
Tommy's in New York. I got to see Tommy before she leaves New York. Salute to Tommy Lauren.
Also, shout to my pops. Today's my pops' birthday, man. So shout out to my pops. Spoke to him last night.
You're like 10 years younger than him, right?
No.
How old is he?
Now, he's in his 70s, and I'm nowhere near there. But happy birthday to my pops. I'm going to get him a TV for his birthday.
Nice. Damn, man. You just buying your dad a TV?
Big TV.
Hmm? You buying your dad his first TV?
No, it's not his first TV.
Kanye bought Sway his first TV, and you just buying your daddy his first TV now after all these years? You should be ashamed of yourself.
It's a bigger TV. You know how every 5-6 years they get it, the new TV comes out, the 4K, the 3D, the curve. So I'm going to get him a new TV so he's good. He can watch the Giants every Sunday. So I ordered it from PC Richard. It should there today.
Make sure you get it to him before he plays my Dallas Cowboys again, okay?
Oh, we going to that game. I'm taking my pops to that game. We're going to be there.
I'm going
to
be there.
All right. Well, when we come back, we got some rumors. We'll tell you about Kanye. He was released. We'll tell you about all of that. Also, 21 Savage still wants to tear that ass up. I'll tell you about it when
Whose
we come
ass?
Back.
Whose ass? You need to be clear about you. Because you made it sound like it was your ass.
Not my ass.
That's what you said. 21 Savage still want to tear that ass up.
No, not my
be
ass.
Be clear about whose ass it is.
We'll talk about whose ass it is when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
21 Savage said, I will tear that ass up. He is going hard for Kylie. Now, I don't know where this is coming from. I don't know why or when
he's
saying
it. What you mean why? You seen Kylie Instagram? You ain't never seen Kylie Instagram?
No.
I told y'all Kylie was a top prospect when she was 17. I actually don't think she's that hot now that she's...
Now she's what?
Of age, I guess, 18.
So you thought she was better when she was younger?
I did, honestly.
That's a little perverted. Okay.
I'm just telling you the truth.
All right, well, 21 Savage.
Badly.
21 Savage actually even wanted to sing to Kylie. We have audio of it? Let's hear it.
We touched the way like Kylie. And I was going to tear your ass up.
Drop one of Clues Bomb for 21 Savage, damn it.
He really wants Kylie. He really wants a shot. He really wants a chance. Now, let me ask you a question. If you Tiger, how do you feel?
You mind your business.
Why?
Okay.
Why?
Because 21 Savage, everywhere he go, he keep a chopper with him. Whoa, whoa.
You okay? Gonna quote every line he does?
He ain't with that diss song. He been unshot it. Go, whoa, whoa. Okay? Okay. All right. Mind your business, Tiger.
Okay.
Mind your business.
That's his girl, though. That's his lady.
Mind your business. You ain't in Atlanta. Y'all all the way in California. Mind your business. Okay?
All right. Now,
mind your business.
Now,
before you get shot.
Yeezy has been released. He has finally been released from his psych hold at UCLA Medical Center after checking himself in during Thanksgiving week. Even though Ye is back home with Kim and the kids, he's not fully cleared to return to business as usual. Now, they're saying that possibly Yeezy and Kim Kardashian have had problems and they weren't seeing eye to eye. They're saying that
so he had to fake crazy to get his girl back. Hey, it happens, man. Some guys fake suicide to get their girl back. Some guys fake crazy.
Yeah, but that's going a little far, don't you think?
It's Hollywood.
All right, well, they're saying that they haven't been seeing eye to eye at night. All he does is talk and rant and that she hasn't really been with it. But now, I mean, if you're saying that's true, it's kind of worked because she flew back to his side.
By the way.
What?
If Kanye is like that at home, I can totally see Kim needing a break. If Kanye's ranting, imagine Kanye the way he is on stage ranting and raving at home. Imagine having to hear those verbal screams of consciousness all day and all night long. Would you not need a break?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I think we all would.
And by the way, when it comes, you know what? I don't know.
What? When it comes to what?
I don't know. I forgot what I was going to say. I did, honestly.
You getting old?
No. I am. I really forgot what I was going to say. Oh, no, this is what I was going to say.
Oh.
Like I said yesterday, what y'all going to do when Kanye has another rant? Because he's going to have more rants in the future. So do we ignore the rants because now he's mentally ill? Because all of you people are coming to your coming to his defense saying that he's mentally ill and we should take mental illness serious. So when he goes on another rant, do we just ignore it?
Well, maybe he'll
what
get
do
some
do?
Help. Maybe he won't go on another rant. Maybe he'll take his meds and he'll be out.
Kanye's going on another rant. Just like 21 Savage is going to rap about shooting somebody in the future. Kanye's going to go on another rant.
All right. Well, let's end it on with my light-skinned brethren. Drake is Spotify's most streamed artist for 2016. Give him a round of applause. Spotify released the annual top list 2016 rap, and Drake took the prize for a second year with over 4.7 billion streams.
And that's how many
times last year.
He's probably been playing on the radio double that. Okay?
Yeah, maybe.
How many times have you been playing on the radio?
I'm
probably
sure
got a record for that, too.
I'm sure. And Drake's One Dance was the most streamed song on Spotify of all time.
We're doing the hottest MCs of 2016 for MTV2. Let me see when this is.
I seen that.
Yeah, it's December 16th at 11 p.m. And everybody's been posting, wondering where Drake's going to fall on that list. So tune in on December 16th at 11 p.m.
On the hottest,
on MTV2.
On 2016?
Hottest MCs of 2016. Where would you rank him?
Drake?
Yes.
Last year?
This year. Boy, we still in the air.
Oh, this year, yes. I should say. Number one.
Okay.
Hands down.
I'm not going to say hands down. I think it's debatable.
Between who and who?
I mean, Chance the Rapper had a great year.
Chance the Rapper did have a good
Kanye
year.
Kanye had a great year.
He did. But Drake had a
Future
stellar
had
year.
A great year.
But not besides.
Young Thug had a good year. So besides, good years.
You know, his diss records with Meek and his
touring.
That
was touring. 2015.
Was it 2015?
Yes. Back to back was 2015.
Damn, what's
By
that
By the way, 2015 was, to me, it seemed like Drake owned the year more than he did this year. I think he broke a lot of records this year, but Views wasn't critically acclaimed at all. Not even a little bit. I didn't like Views, personally.
I like
but
Views.
But that, in my opinion, doesn't matter.
Radio played the ish out of it, though.
What does that matter? We play a lot of stuff that ain't, you know, necessarily reflecting what's hot in the culture a lot.
His tours were sold out. Drake's tour.
So was Kanye's.
Kanye didn't.
Chance was selling out as well.
Drake didn't go crazy.
We don't know what Drake's going through. You need to stop making fun of Mental Illness.
I'm not.
All right.
You know what? Forget you. That's front page. Well, what are you doing? The
you
rumors.
Need to stop making fun of Mental Illness. I can't believe you.
What the hell is ye? All right. When we come back, we got front page news. We'll tell you about this doctor that called Michelle Obama monkey face. You don't see nothing wrong with that?
I got to hear the whole story.
All right, we'll do it when we come back.
I got to hear both sides.
I mean, monkey face is foul.
I
got to
hear both sides.
I
got to hear the context. You can't just tell me. I need to know what the context was.
Okay, we'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, in Thursday night football, the Vikings, I'm sure, will wash them Cowboys tonight.
Listen, I don't care if they wash my Cowboys or not because I need us to drop a game before the playoffs start. I just don't want to lose no divisional games. I don't want to lose to the Eagles. I don't want to lose to the Giants. If we drop one to the Lions, the Bucks, or the Vikings tonight, I'm cool with that.
Oh, y'all guys are going to lose two games. You're going to lose tonight and you're going to lose against
the
Giants.
We're definitely not losing against the Giants. You ain't even got to worry about that. It's going to be a lot of hurt feelings in MetLife Stadium when we play them again.
Now, Charlamagne, you're a monkey face. How'd that make you feel?
I mean, that's your opinion.
All right. Well,
I think you're a waffle-colored Negro.
Well, that's your opinion.
I think you look on a lot of levels like a pair of khaki-colored pants, personally.
I don't know about that. Well, let's talk about Dr. Michelle Herron. She wrote on Facebook under a picture of the first lady. She said, monkey face and poor Ebonic English. There, I feel better, and I'm still not racist. I'm just calling it like it is. Now, she actually serves as a Denver health doctor to a large minority population. Now, people are pissed off about it, and she says, well, it was taken out of context. She said that she didn't realize that monkey face reference was racist.
That's a lie. I'm going to tell you why. Okay, I thought about this over the past hour, because I didn't hear that last part where she said, I'm not racist?
I'm not racist,
okay, as soon as you make the comment monkey face, but then say I'm not racist, then in your mind you know that what you're saying is possibly racist. I thought she just simply said Michelle Obama got a monkey face.
Right.
If she'd have left it at that, I'd have been like, okay, maybe. Only because a lot of people do think Michelle Obama looks like some type of ape. I don't. I think she's a beautiful woman. But the fact that she said I'm not racist lets me know she knew monkey face could have been taken in a racist way.
Right. She said it, and then she was like, I'm not racist, meaning it could be taken either way.
Yes, and that's why you just got to reply, shut up, you saltine cracker. And then when she goes, you called me a cracker, you say, no, I called you a saltine cracker or a rich cracker. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure you make it seem like it's the kind of cracker you eat.
But I also think because she's a Denver health doctor for a minority population, she felt that she can say it and be like, well, I work with black people. That's
no,
what I think.
No. If you work with black people, you don't call black people racial slurs.
I agree.
Okay. We work with a lot of white people up here. Ain't nobody called me a racial slur yet. I call them
face.
Some. Steve, have I ever called you a racial slur, Steve?
Yeah. You said yeah a few times.
Steve, put Steve on the mic. Okay, Steve, this is fun. Steve, tell the truth. What have I ever called you?
Cracker.
Okay. All right.
Honky.
All right. Enough's enough. One more.
Steven, the white demon.
White devil. Explain the context, though. What is the context of those things when I say them to you?
That I'm the devil.
Okay.
And I'm white.
All right. Okay.
Okay. My right. goodness. Okay. Now, there are no charges in the shooting death of Keith Lamont Scott.
Jesus Christ.
Officer Brentley Vincent of the Charlotte Police Department will not be facing any charges. He claims that Scott was rolling up a joint while holding a gun in a parking lot, and the DA claimed that the officer acted lawfully and is free from blame.
Did Keith have a gun? I don't think he had a gun, right? He never had a gun.
No, the officer said he had a gun, but I don't think they found a gun.
They never showed a gun.
No.
I mean, listen, man, I'm numb to those kind of announcements now. And I shouldn't be. What's bad. I shouldn't be numb to that. But when situations like that happen, and then a few months later we hear the cop's not charged, it's just like I'm numb to it.
It feels like it happens all the time.
It's just like, okay.
What else is new?
When they do get charged, and I'm like, oh, wow. Didn't see that coming.
Right.
You know?
That's very sad. Very, very sad. And that's front page news. Now, when we come back, Kevin Lyles will be joining us. Kevin Lyles, former president of Def Jam, manages Jeezy, Trey Songz, Ty Dolla $ign, just to name a few.
I don't think he manages Jeezy no more.
No?
I know he manages Trey, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Now, he's part owner of 300. That's the label that Young Thug is signed to, the Migos are signed to, Fetty Wap is signed to. So we're going to talk to him.
Day-day,
yeah. We're going to kick it with him and talk to him. He got a new project and something new that he's doing, so we're going to talk to him about that. I'm actually involved. So we'll talk to him when we come back. Keep it locked. Kevin Lyles, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Ray Sherbert, Gucci Mane. We're standing still. Can't talk to the beat drops.
You broke the mannequin challenge already.
The white guy bothered me.
You started talking, this mannequin challenge was null and void.
The white guy bothered me, though.
The white devil. Stop letting the white devil distract you.
Sorry, it's Black Beatles. Breakfast Club, good morning. That was Kanye Through the Wire. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yep.
Mr. Kevin Lyles.
Hey, brother. How are you,
good
man?
Good morning, sir.
Kevin Lyles just did 10 deals while he was sitting here right now.
He just did,
right?
Kevin inspires me because he's a well-off individual. We all know that. A lot of money.
Don't put his money out there but he does.
But he still hustles like an intern.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
As an executive, like, I see Kevin everywhere. I could be in New Orleans having brunch, and there's Kevin. I could be at the Ween Awards. And
Hampton, Virginia.
Yeah,
he's there. Yeah, remember that?
Why, Kev?
I got to be in the street. I don't know. I came up there. I think there's kids not getting mentored and not getting talked to, not getting told to do the right thing, and I don't know how not to do it because that was told by me, by Russell and Leroy, you know what I mean? So I got to be there. And I think I'm from the street and I'm about the people. So what I do care about is making sure that I'm standing by the culture. I'm applauding you. I'm celebrating. Yeah, I told you guys did a great job with the election, but more importantly, that's the growth of The Breakfast Club and coming to a city, The Breakfast Club here now. And then I say, okay, well, she's doing this. And I see Envy with me last night and I see Charlamagne and me and him texting back and forth about things. That, to me, is what I'm excited about. And you guys are with me whether I'm doing records or sharpening pencils. And so that to me, what's exciting. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Freestyle 50. I was with you last night. Mm-hmm. Now, what's this new venture you're doing?
Well, you know, I always try to find a way to celebrate life. And so think about the things that have happened during our existence. We've had a black president. That's not something that was before him. So I think he freestyled his way to the presidency.
Mm.
You know, I think Serena Williams, when she picked up a racket, what if her father said, no, I just want you to go to school and do something? I think she freestyled her way into tennis. What if Tiger Woods would have never picked up a golf club? You know, these things. What if Issa, who was at Stanford, didn't decide to do Insecure? Mm-hmm. You know, now you have an opportunity. Barriers of entry are broken down. You can freestyle your way to success. Mm-hmm. You know what you used to do, Angela. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know what you used to do.
That's,
you look funny.
So cool.
Yeah, no. You know,
like,
what you used to do, Envy.
Like, oh.
You know
what I mean?
Charlamagne know what he used to do. We all used to do
right.
Something else, and we freestyled our way to our own success. So every year,
is that a great year?
I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, okay, guys. Yeah.
Get your heads up and gutter, guys. Come on.
So I just want to celebrate, you know, people in life and people who freestyle their way through life, and I partner with Verizon. And we just want to go out and celebrate people. So we launched it last night.
Mm-hmm.
We want to give people the opportunity to freestyle their way to success. I'm taking 7 people and have them battle to give 1 prize. But those 7 people I'm putting on tour with my artists next year, whether it's Young Thug, whether it's Migos, whether it's Trey, whether it's Day Day.
All 7 of them?
All 7 are going on 1 different tour throughout the country. But then one of them I'm going to give a singles deal at 300. London's going to produce the track, you know, for me. Shout out to London, and hopefully everything's good with him and his fam. And then also, I'm going to give them $10,000. So here's a moment, whether you dancing, freestyling, rapping, freestyling, poetry, freestyling, whatever. It's freestyle your way to success. Explain to us why you are you. We probably got over 2,000-3,000 people and probably 1-2 million engagements already based on the contest. So
how do people enter?
You upload yourself to Twitter or Instagram, rapping over Day-Day Spend It. You know what I mean? Somebody said, spend that ish. I'm going to win that ish. I said, no, no, homeboy. I don't know if you're going to win this rapping like that. You know what I mean? But, you know, you upload it, and then we're going to choose London and I, and we have a big event December 17th in Atlanta that we're going to blow out. You know what I mean? So
that's a good way to promote Day-Day's record, too.
See, now you go there. You know me, I'm always thinking of good ways to do everything.
Oh,
you know,
but I'm going to be in Atlanta December 17th, too.
Okay, so you're going to be with me.
Yeah,
so, you know, it's hashtag Freestyle50Challenge. And I want to make sure people do at Verizon and at 300. And I have this joke, you know, they got a lot of, I don't care who you decide to do, but when you partner with somebody, partner with them. You know, you guys have been here. And iHeart, and just to see what they've done with you guys, that's true partnership. What I'm doing with Verizon is true partnership. What I'm doing with Google and YouTube is true partnership.
So who listens to all these things? Like, do you have a team? Because that's going to be a lot of entries.
Those beautiful young ladies behind them, probably.
So what I do, it's myself, it's London, it's my whole A&R team at 300. It's QC, the label, it's Disturbing the Peace, the label, it's T.I. Grand Hustle, the label, my kids RGF. I got everybody giving me insight on what it is. We're listening to every single thing. And again, I'm not just listening to who can rap. I'm listening to who's saying something. Mm-hmm. You know, who's moving culture, who really tell me the truth about what's going on. This is as fun as it is, it's really about your life. I want to see, are you telling your truth? You know, I mean, you know when somebody telling the truth, when you trying to say spend that and you end up not running out of money, you ain't spending nothing. You know what I mean? I don't know what that is. You know what I mean? So
I spent that ish.
So to me, it's just about telling your truth and, you know, having a good time.
Is that what you look for? Because, you know, you always seem to embrace what's new, but you come from what's pure, like mm-hmm. that 90s hip hop. Like, how do you embrace what's new coming from that?
I'm always looking for that person that can walk in the room and people go, who's that? But I'm also seasoned enough to know that you can't just be what you were. You have to allow our culture to evolve. Think about radio personalities back in the day to where y'all wouldn't even be allowed back in the day.
Right.
You know what I mean? So think about where it is now. So if I was ignorant enough to think that hip hop wouldn't evolve, hip hop wouldn't change, people wouldn't try to do different things, dress different ways, I'll be ignorant to allowing it to grow. And my part of my job is staying awoke. And awoke is allowing things to move around you and evolve and also be in flow with water, you know?
All right, we got more with Kevin Lyles when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Bryson Tiller with Don't Morning Everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Kevin Lyles is in the building. Now, Yee?
When you see kids that have potential that want to be artists, right, what do you think are some of the main things that they need to know as fundamentals of what they need to be doing in order to get recognized and get better, get on the radio, have people come to their shows? Like, what are some things that really need to be worked on?
I think, you know, again, the barrier entry is not there anymore. Everybody can be what they want to be. I don't care. You don't have to go rent a camera from somebody. You can use your phone and create your own story. So I think all that's excuses when people say, oh, I can't do it, or I can't get to this, or
I don't have any money to get in the studio.
Nah, all
I
that's
need somebody
excuses.
To film this for me. I can't do a video.
Excuses to me. I say get hot, because when you get hot, I'm going to find you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You don't have to come to me when you're not hot. I got people say, well, this is my city. I go to the city and the club ain't playing at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Nobody's spilling drinks. The girls ain't around you. I got more girls around me. And I ain't even popping bottles. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So to me, I just don't believe in it. I think now the barrier entry is open. Do you get out, if you're an artist, an athlete, just do you, man. The opportunity is there for every single person. And you know, everybody knows my story, but I'm from Baltimore. I wasn't meant to be the president of this and the CEO of this. I was supposed to be dead, on drugs, or in jail, period. You know what I mean? So don't get no excuses to me.
You think you'd have been bigger than what you are with all this technology that's available now if you had that back then?
Man, I'll be the president of the United States. y'all, listen. And the funny thing about it, that's why I'm back in it like that. That's why you're going to see me around more than ever. That's why I'm going to come spend more time with you guys. And that's why we're going to be moving. Here's what's not going to happen. We're not going to have another election where 7 million people that voted in 2012 don't vote.
Right.
We're not going to have another election where 46% of people that were eligible to vote didn't even get out and vote.
Mm-hmm.
That we ain't doing no more. So what I realize is, you know, and while I'm doing it, the whole freestyle 50 thing, I need everybody to understand your freestyle still has to mean something to life. It has to mean something to the culture. And you have to move culture with your freestyle. So I'm pushing people in the same way that I'm always going to do with culture. I'm pushing people and holding them responsible. I told Trump's people, listen, at the end of the day, I'm going to hold you accountable. You're going to give me a seat at the table, I'm going to take a seat at the table. And you will hear from our culture, and you will be responsible to our culture.
Now, what cities is Freestyle 50 coming to? Just so we know, for everybody that's trying to enter the win.
I mean, it's really, really everywhere.
So everything is online.
We got Instagram and Twitter you can upload to. And then we have 7 markets, you know, mainly in the South. You know, my thing is providing people for an opportunity to get out and freestyle their way through life. You know what I mean? So hashtag Freestyle 50 Challenge. But, you know, in closing, unless y'all got any questions, I really want to take time to say a lot of people can interpret us being awake because we woke up. But you're not awake until you ring the alarm for somebody to have faith in being everything that they can be. You're not awoke. If you're not changing somebody else's life, if you're not inspiring people, people call and they really lost when they talk to you. Mm-hmm. You know, they really feel like, how can I find my way? And Envy, even last night, your set was different from everybody's set. You know, that was your crowd when you went on. This knucklehead over here, you know, Charlamagne, you know, people, as much as people might say, he puts it straight to you. He makes you tell your truth, you know, because a lot of people come here bullshit. You know what I mean? So he makes you tell your truth. So I really, really applaud you. And please just continue to support me and all the efforts that we're doing. Angela giving away coats this weekend. I told her I want to do something special with her.
Coats for Kids in Detroit.
So whatever you guys are doing, we here to support each other. So hashtag Freestyle 50 Challenge. Make sure you go out and support us. Atlanta, December 17th. Angela Lee is co-hosted with me. I made that call. I made that call right now. She's going to be there. And I love you guys. And you know,
I did want your OG wisdom on one thing, just to expound on it. How do we move forward after this presidential election?
I think instead of having town hall meetings during an election season, we need to have them now. We just start mobilizing, communicating, talking about the importance of not just getting out the vote, but what does the vote mean? I think we forgot. I really think we got comfortable and complacent by having a black man in the White House for 8 years. 08, big turnout. 12, not that big of a turnout. And then you had a social movement with Bernie Sanders that was going against the establishment. People just don't want the establishment anymore. Right. So what we have to do is establish new rules of engagement, younger people getting involved. 30 years old changed the world. 32 years old, 35 years old changed the world. Every one of us have to use our God-given gift and our freestyle opportunity to engage other people. Like, I'm holding people accountable now. Right. You know, I'd say people doing all this mannequin and all that stuff. I said, how many of y'all voted? You know, people out here going to all these parties. And they froze. Right. People out here going out to all these parties, standing in line to buy $200, $300 tennis shoes, and did you vote?
Right.
Did you tell somebody that, hey, it's important for you. Just think about people dying for just the right. You know what I mean? I watched this movie the other day, and even though you had the right to vote, you got people standing there telling you can't vote. And now you got people saying, hey, treat them like we used to treat them. Oh, back in the day, we wouldn't allow this. But we sitting here allowing, and I'm not saying it's not about revolution. It's about evolution. Understand what happened, and now let's make a plan and a course of action. And I'm doing it. Everywhere I go, everybody gonna know how I feel about it. And we gonna have to mobilize, centralize communication, start having conversations right now. We could have won the election as Democrats if we would have did the right thing.
Right. Right.
I think a lot of people made a lot of mistakes and a lot of assumptions. Just because your husband is a former president, and everybody loves him, just because you are the most qualified person in the history of politics since I've been alive to be able to run for office and you don't get elected, there's something wrong. But we are the problem. I want you guys to understand what Trump did. Trump said, you talking middle right, I'm going to talk way left.
Right.
I'm going to feed on people's insecurity.
And their fears.
And their fears. And I'm going to make sure. And these are things that happen. It's in history.
He empowered the powerless.
Yeah, he said, you know what? Just like Barack awoke African-Americans, I'm going to go awake some other people.
Mm-hmm.
And those people came out in droves. Mm-hmm. Hillary didn't even win the white female vote.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
These were the people that were mad that Barack Obama was president for 8 years.
No, this is what I'm saying. So you can't take it for granted. You can't take life for granted anymore. You just can't. If you guys don't evolve, you're not going to be here anymore.
That's right.
I don't evolve, then you tell me, why you see me out there? I'm getting next to that the hot boy that's saying, yo, what we doing? I mean, he got to tell me. Mm-hmm. And I ain't in it like I used to be, but you're definitely going to see me out there.
Right.
So I got to be next to that energy that feeds me every single day. And then that's why I'm going to come with different campaigns. And God bless, you know, hopefully Verizon and say, man, that freestyle event we did, we want to do 10 of them. Hey, we want to do it next year. And we're going to start giving awards to people who freestyle their way through. I'm hoping it turns into something even bigger.
Right. Mm-hmm. My final question, what the hell's up with Trey Songz? Where's Trey?
Trey just shot 5 videos. We're putting out a little movie. We shot a movie, but I wanted to take some time off because we did it for 7 years straight. Sometimes you gotta walk away from it. And here's the great thing about it. Like I said last night, you find a way, you nurture a way, and sometimes you just gotta get out of the way to see if somebody's there. Ain't nobody there. We back.
Damn it, man. Enough said.
I agree. What I said the other day, I said, remember when Trey was the doll in the radio? He did all the shows.
He did a movie all over the playlist.
Like, where the hell is Trey now?
Yeah, we did a movie. We did the thing with Kevin Hart. This is one of our friends. We did that record. We shot a movie that's coming out next year. Mm-hmm. The album's done and everything. We shot the videos last week, and he celebrated his birthday, you know, on Monday. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's all good.
Happy birthday, Trey.
Well, we appreciate you for joining us.
Yeah, always.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Lowes.
Thank you, guys. God bless you.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the
gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Now, one of Charlamagne's favorite Young Money artists will have to serve a year in prison. Little twist. He's going to jail for beating up Disney star Chris. Is his name Massey? Omasi? All right, Massey. Now, they said he has to serve a year after allegedly beating up and robbing former TV star Chris Massey and his brother Kyle Massey.
Well, lesson to the kids. You turn out to be what you pretend to be. You want to act like a thug. You want to do thug things. Then go get some of this thug time.
Well, just think about the credibility he gets when he comes home.
Just knock it off. Lil Twist don't get no damn credibility. He ain't no credibility going in. How you going to get credibility coming home?
He ain't got no credibility now. He ain't going to serve a year in jail.
You don't get no credit. Stop that.
Don't come out and do a rap album.
Listen, don't listen to that beige Negro over there talking. Ain't no credibility going to prison. The credibility is staying your ass out of jail and becoming successful in life. You don't get no credibility going to jail. This ain't the 90s.
When he comes home, you better watch out, Charlamagne.
Man, please.
All right.
I would tell him...
What? What?
You can't say that, right?
No, you cannot say that.
Well, I can't tell him that because he might enjoy it once he comes home from prison. What I was going to tell him, I'm not going to tell him because he may enjoy it when he comes home from prison. But, you know, the same way that you used to hold Justin Bieber's penis when he used to pee and used to shake it for him, Lil Twist, I'm sure you can find somebody in prison that'll enjoy that same treatment.
My goodness. Now let's talk about Kim Kardashian. She paid $2,500. Guess what? Guess why? Guess why? Guess why? Guess why?
Get Kanye some OxyContin.
No, she had to learn how to braid Northwest's hair. So she spent $2,500 to Beyonce's hairstylist, Kim Kimball, to come over and give her a quick rundown onto how to braid hair.
They don't got no black friends? Don't they got them two twin girls? Them twin girls don't know how to braid no hair? What's the girl's name? The twins that be on Kardashians?
Well, not every black person knows how to braid hair.
Well, they ain't not black then. Well, I don't hear that. What are you talking about?
Maybe they're not from the hood. If you're not from the hood, you don't know how to braid hair.
Well, you're not really black. If you don't know how to braid no hair, and you know what I'm saying, you ain't never got burned by a hot comb, don't talk to me about the struggles of black people.
Oh, well, she paid $2,500, and now I guess she knows how to braid Northwest
hair. No, she
hair.
Don't. Ain't no $2,500 going to teach them Armenian fingers how to braid no black hair. Did she pay somebody to do it?
No, she paid somebody to teach her how to do it.
Man, she could have went on YouTube and got a tutorial. Shaquana them on YouTube teaching people how to braid hair. She spending that kind of money?
You know how to braid hair, right?
No.
You never learned how to braid hair? Yes, you did as a kid. You had sisters, you know.
Listen, I
know how to braid hair.
I can do a little bit.
I can do the what? What's braid is that? It's the French? We're going to go 1/1/1? The three braids? You can break it in three? What's that, French braid? Is that the French braid? I could do a French braid. Why you say like that? Yo, I hate you.
He's light-skinned, though.
Shut up.
Probably includes bombs for all the waffle-colored Negroes that know how to braid hair.
Not for nothing on some real-ish. I learned how to braid hair, and I learned how to double dutch. You know how to double dutch?
Salute to my man, Q. You know what I'm saying? Salute to my guy, Q. Drop one of clues bombs for Q. Q went to school with DJ Envy.
He did not go to school with me.
Well, Q braided your hair. He dyed your hair. That's what he said he did.
Q did not dye my hair.
He dyed your hair braided your hair.
He worked at the shop where I got my hair dyed when I was in college.
When you thought you was a member of Drew Hill. Salute to Q. Q told me he dyed Envy's hair.
He did not dye right? my hair.
And he said Envy sat between his legs.
That's not true.
And, you know, he gave him a nice little dye set. Salute to Q. That's my guy. Okay? I love Q. I love seeing him in action. Salute to Q. Love, bug.
Now, also, Tommy Loren was on Trevor Noah's Daily Show, and people are pissed off about this. Now, but these are both Charlamagne's friends, and they speak to Charlamagne all the time. Now, she was talking about
friends
her show.
Friends is a strong word. I enjoy both of them, though.
She was talking about her views on the Black Lives Matter movement. Let's see. We got some audio.
Because I criticize a black person or I criticize the Black Lives Matter movement, that doesn't mean that I am anti-black. It does not mean that I don't like black people or that I'm a racist. It means I'm criticizing a movement. I mean, I've never used racial slurs to address people. I've never looked down on someone because of their skin color. To me, true diversity is diversity of thought, not diversity of color. I don't see color. I go after Hillary Clinton and she is white as they come.
You don't see color. So what do you do at a traffic lights?
Okay, listen. I watch a lot of Trevor Noah.
Right.
I watch a lot of Tommy Loren.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing about that conversation was they weren't yelling at each other.
That's true.
They weren't talking over each other. They had a conversation. Trevor Noah absolutely owned that conversation.
He did.
But it was a conversation nonetheless, and I like that.
Let me ask you a question with Tommy Loren. I've been trying to figure out for the last couple of months, last year actually, could it be the fact that she really doesn't know because she really doesn't understand? She's never lived a tribe. She's from South Dakota. I don't know really any black people in South Dakota.
What, black people?
Yes.
That's clear. That's obvious.
But with her, somebody you speak to, why don't you bring her out sometime?
What do you mean? Like, she's in New York now.
Like, you should take her out in New York. You should take her to Brooklyn. You should take her to Queens. You should take her shopping in some of the places where we shop. Take her to Newark. Take her to go see some plays. Take her to a club.
Really
let her experience the African-American lifestyle so she can say, I understand. I get it.
I mean, she'll never truly understand it. I mean, that's just...
No, but she'll get a taste.
She'll get a taste
of it. A lot of times people don't have that taste, so they don't know what to expect.
I'm supposed to spend some time with her today. I don't know. But, you know, I enjoy Tommy.
Don't take her to a ritzy restaurant in the city. Like,
when the hell do I be in ritzy restaurants?
You're right.
Stop it.
You're right.
Now, listen, I enjoy Tommy. I don't agree with anything she says, but I enjoy watching her. I'm not one of those people who watch things and complain about how much I hate them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people do that with Love and Hip Hop. Hell, they do that with The Breakfast Club. But truth to the matter is, if you give something time and energy, you actually enjoy it, because if you didn't, you wouldn't watch it at all. I watch a lot of Tommy, so even though I don't agree with what she says, I clearly enjoy it because I'm consuming it. If you truly don't like something, you're a fool if you constantly consume it. So people need to monitor that when they're constantly watching something that they claim to hate.
She should come up to The Breakfast Club. She's in town.
She's supposed to do that, too.
Oh.
Why are you acting like you don't know that? Jesus Christ. She's supposed to be here today.
I thought she wasn't coming. That's what I was asking.
That's what they're saying, because, you know, I guess after what happened with Trevor last night.
That's what I'm saying. She should come up here.
So she needs to
have nice
she needs to come to The Breakfast Club and have some nice conversation.
We won't attack her. We just want to have a conversation.
Yeah, we just want to talk to her.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's the rumors. Now, when we come back, Charlamagne, you giving a donkey to somebody?
Well, yeah, I was on Empire last night.
We all were.
Yeah, we all were on Empire last night. And I gave Jamal Lyon donkey today.
You gave him turkey of the day or something like
no,
that.
No. I gave him donkey.
Turkey
gave
of the day or something.
They wanted me to do turkey of the year, but we scratched that idea. And I was like, we got to get this branding for donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't play the full donkey.
No, they didn't. Like
so, I think for the people, we should play the full donkey.
The whole thing?
The whole thing.
It was kind of, all right.
It was kind of what?
It was kind of disrespectful.
Well, listen, I write my own script. Okay.
You sure did. That's why they cut half of it out.
Half. 75%, 80%, 85%, 90%.
Okay.
Well, let's play. Let's see what the people think.
All right. When we come back, keep it locked. Donkey today is up next, or turkey today, whatever you want to call it.
Shut up.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang. Donkey of the day.
Charlamagne. You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yes, The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Donkey of the Day for Thursday, December 1st. It's the first of the month. Goes to Empire's Jamal Lyon. Now, I know that's a fictional character. If you saw last night's Empire, you saw me on there giving Jamal Lyon Donkey of the Day. Let's hear the clip from last night's Empire.
Donkey of the day today goes to one of Lucius Lyon's khaki-colored kids, Jamal Lyon. Here's a guy born into music royalty, and then he bitched up after he got shot.
Damn.
I blame your daddy. It's hard for me to believe that Lucius could raise such a soft-ass individual. You know he's a donkey, but he's more like a turkey. He's donkey of the day, but he's turkey of the year.
Turkey of the year.
What?
Okay, Jesus Christ.
What is this for? Like, bring me in on a Saturday to, what, attack me?
No, everything that Charlamagne is saying is true.
Turkey now, of the year? Gobble, gobble, gobble?
Now, that was edited to fit the TV format, by the way. They sent me a script and they said, Charlamagne, we want you to give him Turkey of the Year. Instead of the hee-haw, they wanted gobble, gobble sound effects. And I immediately thought to myself, oh, hell no. And two things I thought. One, if you have me playing myself on a show or in a movie, I'm not going to stick to anyone's script but my own. You can't tell me how to play me. I'm the best at playing myself. It's the easiest thing to do, okay? Only person I ever saw play themselves and do a terrible job was Fantasia when she did her biopic. Y'all remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It was so bad. It was bad. And two, I'm not doing Turkey of the Year without doing Donkey of the Day, okay? We got a brand off feature right here, okay, with those millions and millions of people watching Empire every Wednesday. So after seeing what they wanted, seeing what they wanted me to do, you know, ripping up the script they sent and doing me, but still following their outline, I gave Jamal Lyon Donkey of the Day. Now, like I told y'all, what you saw in Empire last night was edited to fit the TV format, but I'm about to play you all Jamal Lyon's Donkey of the Day in full. Envy thinks it's a bit much. Why, I don't know.
Oh, you'll hear it.
It's not. It's light. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, go. Donkey of the Day today goes to one of Lucius Lyon's khaki-colored kids, Jamal Lyon. Mr. You're So Beautiful. Mr. So What, I'm Gay!
All right.
I like Jamal.
Bitch. You know he's a donkey, but he's more like a turkey. A peacock. A peacock is technically a gay turkey, so yeah, he's a turkey. He's Donkey of the Day, but he's Turkey of the Year.
Oh, boy.
Let me explain this dishonor he's receiving today. See, every day or any day I feel like it, I'm going to point out how Jamal Lyon threw it all away. Okay, he had to plan about a balls. All right? Pun intended, but he basically squandered the world. Here's a guy born into music royalty, said to be yet another light-skinned legend from the Lion Camp. Oh, he was riding that waffle-colored wave, okay? And then he bitched up after he got shot.
Damn.
All right? You know good and damn well that when artists get shot, if they live to tell the tale, they become immortal.
He's not a rapper.
I'm saying, though. Think of the first time Tupac got shot.
Right.
Or 50 Cent.
True.
All right, Jamal, you was poised to be our next hero, but... Turkey. I blame your daddy, okay? It's hard for me to believe that a ruthless redbone, a canary-colored savage like Lucius could raise such a soft-ass individual such as yourself. Lucius, you supposed to rage a beige brick, okay? Jamal's supposed to be a brick in the yellow brick road, but instead he's one of those soft-ass memory foam pillows that's the color of dirty urine. Okay, if I lightly touch his cheek like this, it'll leave a handprint, all right? And Jamal, that's what you will be until you get back on stage and make some dope music. And no, I'm not talking about a living room show with your little brother wearing underoos. How silly do y'all look, two dudes whose melanin is the color of mustard, walking around in underoos?
Pretty silly.
He's a sweetheart.
Please give Jamal Lyon the biggest hee-haw, please. I can see why they might have not played the whole... thing. I can see what he
take a couple things out.
I can see where they would have took a couple things out here and there.
I mean, you called him a peacock.
It's okay.
Said he has
gay turkey is a peacock. There's nothing wrong with that though.
What did you say about holding balls? What did you say about that?
He had the game by the balls. Literally. Drop on the clues bombs for Jamal Lyon. And that was the full.
You went too far.
I didn't go too far.
I
but salute
so.
To Empire for the look. Drop on the clues bomb for Empire.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Second time we've been on the show. Third, really. And Angela Yee was on there.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on there before.
Mm-hmm. My daughter seen it. She was excited. She's like, Dad, you're on TV. How'd you get on TV?
Only reason they never put Envy on there because, you know, their quota with beige people, they maxed that out. They got this whole affirmative action thing. See, beige people are never accounted for when it comes to affirmative action. Mm-hmm. But Empire exceeds that quota by far.
They got to kill some beige people.
They got to kill. See?
I get it.
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you. I don't want to even say thank you for that donkey or the turkey of the week. Whatever you want to call it. All right. Now, when we come back, it's time for relationship advice.
Any type of advice. Just relationship.
Any type of advice.
Because usually Angela Yee does ask you, but Angela Yee's not here.
Ask Sharla N.E. right now.
805. Ask C&E.
Ask Sharla N.E. Or as we.
I mean, if you're going to break your name down to one letter, break me down to one letter, too. It's C&E because it sounds better. What do you call that? Alliteration. No.
No, that's not alliteration.
Okay, never mind.
Stop trying to use
big
words.
I'm illiterate. Don't worry
about
it.
There you go. Oh. Ask C&E right now. 800-585-1051. You need relationship advice. Any type of advice, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. They don't love you like I love you. That was Big Papa Notorious B.I.G. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now it's time for Ask C and E. Usually we do Ask Yee, but she's not here. So, hey, if you got a question for me and Charlamagne.
Who is she? Angela Yee's not here. We got a lot of new listeners.
I said Yee's not here.
Angela Yee.
Okay, Angela Yee.
Yeah, Angela Yee's not here.
So Charlamagne and Envy will be doing
this. Yes, Charlamagne
Tha
God and DJ Envy, host of The Breakfast Club, for all of our new listeners out there.
Are you all right?
You know, we have those meetings. Yeah, right. Suits Dennis Clark and Thea. They like, keep introducing yourselves to people.
I did it when I opened the break. But anyway,
oh, you're right.
If you got a question for us, hello, who's this?
Hello?
Hey, man, what's your question for C&E?
Charlamagne Tha God and DJ Envy.
Shut up.
Hey, how you doing? My name is LeVon Moore. My name is LeVon Obama. For the past 8 years, I've been trying to get in contact with my adopted father, President Barack Obama. But I don't know how. What's the best way to go about it?
First of all, if you're adopted, that means that Barack and Michelle adopted you, right?
So
what?
Yes.
Would they adopt you and then
let
you back
go
up for adoption?
They adopted me in 1999 when I was 12 years old.
And then what happened?
I lived with them until the age of 15, and I moved my brothers and foster kid, and I got adopted by somebody else.
So you make poor choices.
Yeah, you made
life.
Poor choices.
Why would you
should have stayed with
them?
Barack and Michelle. You
yeah, I know,
made
I know.
The bad choice.
I know, but we went to school together and everything. We went to Columbia University in 2004.
How you went to school with him and he adopted you?
Because he went to school the same time. We both went to school.
How old
time.
Are you?
I'm 30 years old.
Man, shut up, man. Barack Obama like 60-something years old.
I'm sorry, people. Hello, who's this?
Caroline.
Hey, Caroline. Ask your question for C&E.
Charlamagne Tha God and DJ Envy of The Breakfast Club.
Hey, you guys. Okay, so I'm in school full-time. I'm a senior, and I work full-time. I'm a paralegal. Well, my husband does not work. We have a one-year-old, so when I come home, like, I get home at, like, 8 or 9 o'clock after, like, being in school or work all day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm expected to, like, cook and clean, take care of the baby, like, change all the diapers and, like, all that. And he has nerve to, like, bitch about, oh, like, you know, where's dinner and, like, all this stuff. And I'm like, what were you doing all day?
I mean, he's taking care of your baby, your child. You think it's easy taking care of one-year-old all day long?
He doesn't. No. She's in daycare every day.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have no sympathy for him because he don't got no job. So being that he don't have no job, the domestic duties that he expects you to do, he should be doing because he's at home all day.
Yeah, he should be doing. So what is he doing all day?
I really don't know. Like, he plays video games and stuff, but I don't really know.
Lord.
I mean, he takes a couple classes here and there, but, I mean, I'm in full time.
What's your name, Caroline?
Yes.
How's his penis?
Oh, Lord. No, I don't even want to get started on that.
No, we need to know these things to properly diagnose the situation.
Just tell us yes or no. Is it good, yes or no?
It's all right.
It's not good.
All right, well, this is what you need. You need a boyfriend.
Mm.
But I'm married. I can't
and have No, listen. I'm going to give you the same
really
advice
married.
I would
if
give a guy.
He's playing video games all day. You're not really married. That's not a grown-up relationship.
Yeah, you need a boyfriend. You need a boyfriend or he needs a girlfriend, one of the two.
Yeah.
I think you need a boyfriend, though, because if you had a boyfriend, when you came home, you wouldn't care what nonsense he was talking about because you'd be coming home with a smile on your face because you'd be getting constant orgasms. Get a boyfriend.
Yeah, I'm just over it. I'm over
it. You should be over it.
I'm working all day and coming home for that.
You tell him either he gets a job or you get a boyfriend.
Or you stop paying his bills. You shouldn't have a cable anymore. You should stop paying his bills. Let him really feel like what it is to work, and maybe he'll fix up.
All right.
Tell
Good
him,
luck.
Get a job or you getting a boyfriend, boo.
800-585-1051. We're trying to fix lives this morning. Ask C&E.
Charlamagne Tha God and DJ Envy of The Breakfast Club.
Call us up right now. We'll help you with your problems. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Kent Jones with Don't Mind. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee, but Yee is not here, so it's Ask C&E. Hello, who's this?
Tina.
Hey, what's your question for C&E?
Charlamagne Tha God and DJ Envy of The Breakfast Club.
First of all, I absolutely love you guys. I listen to you every morning. So does my honey.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little bit of a situation that I wanted to get some advice from gentlemen from.
What's that?
So I've been dating my partner exclusively. We live together in a house and everything for about 13, 14 years.
And when you say partner, you mean lesbian?
No, my significant other, my boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
And again, we live together. We've been together for like almost 14 years. And I'm starting to get to the point now where I no longer really feel that he's physically attracted to me. Now, let's be real. I can absolutely send you pictures on a scale of a 1 through 10 because of my success, accomplishments, financial situation, etc. I'm typically more on the scale of a 9.
What's your Instagram? What's your Instagram? I don't need you making these decisions for yourself. I need to make these
decisions
for you. I understand. What's your Instagram?
Fine.
You got an Instagram?
Let me send you a picture. I do not. I don't do social media.
BreakfastClubAM@gmail.com.
You don't have a password to that, do you?
Yes, I do, actually.
Okay. So what's your question? You want to know why he's not physically attractive to you anymore?
Or I'm just trying to understand how to tell if he is, because we don't have sex as often.
He's gay.
I mean,
easy diagnosis. What else?
It's just really a lot of the emotional things that we used to connect on, we're not connecting as much anymore.
Does he have a good job?
He has a good job. We both have good jobs.
Is he stressed out at all?
We both make good money. Oh, he definitely has some work-related stress. Absolutely.
That could be part of it. Have you gained weight?
I have not. Well, maybe about 5 to 7 pounds.
How long has he not been hitting that box?
About a month.
Oh, that ain't long.
Oh, that's long for us. We're like once a month now at best.
Okay.
And more times than not, it's me more being a satisfactory partner for him versus for me.
So, Charlamagne, what do you suggest?
Ain't no picture in my inbox yet, because it can only be four things.
What's that?
Either he's gay.
Okay.
Either he's stressed out.
Right.
What was the other thing I said?
She gained a little weight.
Yeah, either he's gay.
Or he has a side chick.
She's stressed. Oh, either he's gay, she's stressed out, or he got a side chick, or you just not as hot as you think you are.
Okay.
And you ain't sent me a picture yet for me to come to the conclusion.
Hello, who's this?
This is Wanda.
Hey, Wanda. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. What's your question,
Wanda,
for C&E?
Charlamagne Tha God and DJ Envy of The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, Charlamagne. Good morning, Envy.
Good morning.
Ha-ha, that's good word. That's good. Our consultant's going to like that one.
All right, now, what's your question?
All right. My question this morning is, what do you do when you're trying to break it off with someone and you've been doing it for the longest and they won't leave?
Now, are you having this problem with a man or female?
A man.
Mm.
You got to tell him that you cheated on him and got herpes and you don't want to give him the herpes, too.
That would work.
I'm so serious, y'all. I'm very serious.
I'm being honest with you.
Don't tell him something like that. I mean, I really want him to get out.
You want him to leave?
Yeah, goodbye.
Plant a gun on him. Plant an illegal gun and some dope on him and call the police.
That's a little too far.
I'm in South Carolina. Y'all trying to put me in jail.
Now, what part of South Carolina are you in?
Orangeburg.
Oh, you in the bird?
So what?
Yeah.
Why do you want him out of your life? What's wrong with him? What did he do wrong?
He has cheated. He doesn't work. He just, I don't know. It's a lot.
So he's a no good for nothing man.
Exactly.
Pack your stuff up and move to Columbia or Charleston.
No, I'm not moving anywhere. I'm staying where I am, and he's going to get out.
He ain't going nowhere.
Like I said, I think that's the best way. Tell him you want him out. If he doesn't list, you throw his stuff out. You seem like a strong, husky woman that you ain't going to take no...
He said you sound like you got big forearms, Ma.
No, I don't have big forearms. I have some big other things, but no forearms.
Listen, I told you what to do. Plant some dope on him. Plant a gun on him.
Oh, my Lord.
Tell him you got herpes and you don't want to be in his life no more.
All right.
Why are you making this complicated?
All right.
We just out here to try to help the culture.
I think we helped a lot of people this morning.
I do too, man. I think we changed some lives this morning.
I agree with you.
I feel like Pastor Carl Lynch right now.
I don't know about all that, but, you know, we did some positivity in the world this morning.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ask Ye. I mean, of course, she's not here, so.
Ask Angela Ye. She's not here.
So C&E held it down.
Charlamagne Tha God and DJ Envy of The Breakfast Club. If you wonder why I keep saying that over and over, because as we get all of these new markets, we just got two new markets yesterday, Portland and where? Arizona?
Yes.
You know, our consultant always tells us to keep constantly reminding people of who you are. So you're listening to Charlamagne Tha God and DJ Envy of The Breakfast Club. And that was Ask Charlamagne Tha God and DJ Envy. But it's usually a segment called Ask Ye as in Angela Ye. Now we're about to do the rumor report from Angela Ye, but she's not here. So DJ Envy and Charlamagne Tha God are doing it.
All right.
Bow.
When we come back, 21 Savage wants to tear that ass up. We'll tell you what ass he's talking about. And Yeezy, he's out. He's out. He's
what
out.
Yeezy?
Kanye
West, not Yeezy as an Angela.
You don't
Yeezy.
Shut up this morning, okay. Man. Yeezy's out. We'll tell you about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Kanye West has finally been released from his psych hold at UCLA Medical Center. That's after checking himself in during Thanksgiving week. Now, also yesterday, I don't know how this came out. Rumor has it that Ye and Kim Kardashian have been having problems. They've been beefing. They had a little space, allegedly. They're saying that this is all because of Kanye's ranting. They said all night long, all he does is just rant, and she needed some space.
By the way, if you lived in the house with Kanye West and all he did was rant, you need some space too. Okay? And, you know, Kanye did what any man did when he having problems in his relationship. Sometimes you got to fake crazy to get your girl back.
Well, it seems like it did work because they say allegedly that they weren't seeing eye to eye. She was kind of staying away from him. But as soon as he wound up in the hospital, she came right to his side.
I just want to know what y'all going to do the next time Kanye rants. Because sometimes we call him Kanye rants. Sometimes we call him verbal screams of consciousness. Are we going to ignore them or not respect them as much anymore because he's now mentally ill? What y'all gonna do? Y'all gotta think about this the next time he goes into a rant.
Now, think also, about it. 21 Savage seems like he wants to tear that ass up. And when we talk about ass, we're talking about Kylie, that Tiger's girlfriend. He even did a song about it. We have audio. We
touched the like and I was gonna tear your ass up.
Drop on a clues bomb for 21 Savage. My three favorite rappers, new rappers of the year were 21 Savage and Nick Grant. Okay? That's who I enjoy listening to.
Now, if you were Tiger, would you feel a way about this?
I mean, yeah, but there's nothing he can do about it.
You say it one time.
Because
and then you just
21
keep going
Savage already told you, everywhere he go, he keep a chopper with him. Whoa. Okay? Mm. And he ain't with that diss song stuff. He'll be done shot a Negro. Whoa. Okay? So Tiger need to ask himself, does he really want those problems in his life? And plus, he dating Kylie Jenner. Kylie's a bad chick. You know how many dudes be on social media all day long talking about they want to smash Kylie?
Yeah,
you can't just point out 21 Savage. You better keep it moving because you might get shot.
Yeah, true. All right. Now, Snoop Dogg, he challenges 2 Chainz to a basketball game. Now, this is funny. You know when you start getting older, you really don't want to play basketball? You don't want to play one-on-one, so you say, I challenge you to a game of...
I thought they were talking about smoking weed.
No. They're talking about playing basketball, and the winner has to buy a pound of weed.
Oh, I missed that.
But when you get old, you don't want to play one-on-one. You want to play a game of horse.
Okay.
Let's play hit the audio.
2 Chainz, we're going at the ball now, boy. You shouldn't have said that. I'm on you now. 21 in the game of horse. Winner pays a pound. Loser, 2 pounds.
I missed all of that. I thought they was really about this. I thought they was having a smoking weed challenge.
No, they played basketball.
Basketball.
I don't even know how it got that way because 2 Chainz actually played ball in college and it's dead nice in basketball. But I don't know. I never seen Snoop play ball.
Snoop's 6'7".
That's true.
Not really 6'7", but he tall.
He's about 6'4", 6'5". Be a good game. Maybe get some money for charity. And all
you
that
ain't talking
stuff.
About Tommy and Trevor again?
You want to do Tommy and Trevor again?
Because you know Tommy Lauren was supposed to be a guest on The Breakfast Club. She was supposed to be here today.
What happened with that? I thought she was coming up here. I had my questions already.
They pulled her after what happened, I guess, last night on the Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Well, if you don't know what happened last night, let's play some audio of their, interaction on the Daily Show.
Their conversation.
Mm-hmm.
When the Black Lives Matter movement is going out with signs saying fry them like bacon, F the police, when they're going out saying if you see a white person, target them, that happened in Milwaukee not too long ago. So when that now becomes the narrative and you're starting to loot, burn, and riot, what did the KKK do?
That is not, look, did you say what did the KKK do?
No, Trevor, when you're saying, when there are people in the street saying if you see a white person, beat their ass, does that not sound reminiscent of the KKK or their motives to you?
Is that... the narrative of Black Lives Matter, or are there people who are saying that within a crowd of other human beings?
Now, I watch a lot of Trevor Noah. I watch a lot of Tommy Lauren. The best thing about that conversation was they weren't yelling at each other. They weren't over-talking each other. They had a conversation. Trevor Noah owned the conversation, but it was still a conversation. And that's great because in this era, everybody has all these differences, whether it's, you know, black and white or
right.
Gay and straight or man versus woman, Islam, Christianity, alt-right versus... control, alt, delete, or whatever, but everybody just yelling at each other and over-talking each other. Nobody actually having a conversation. At least they was able to have a conversation.
Now, she's a friend of yours. Somebody you speak to.
Friend is a strong word, but I enjoy her. I enjoy her, and I enjoy Trevor Noah. And I know people are like, how do you enjoy Tommy Lauren?
Sounds sexual. Mm-hmm.
Listen, I don't agree with 90% of what she says, but I enjoy watching her. See, I'm not one of those people who watch things and complain about how much I hate them. People do that with Love and Hip-Hop. They do that with The Breakfast Club. But if you give something time and energy, you're actually enjoying it. Because if you didn't, you wouldn't watch it at all. Like, you shouldn't, you know, constantly consume things that you claim you don't like. So if you're constantly consuming it, you probably enjoy it. So, yes, I do enjoy her.
So what you should do, since you do enjoy her and mm-hmm. you speak to her often on the phone.
I didn't
you
say, should, who said I'd speak to her often on the phone?
I just threw that in there. But you should actually, since she's in New York now, you should take her around New York. Take her, because she might not know much about black people. She's from South Dakota. I don't know too many black people from South Dakota. So you should actually actually take her to like Brooklyn and get some cheesecake. You should take her to the hood.
Like, I don't go to Brooklyn to get cheesecake.
I know, but you should take her so she can experience
it. I don't
it.
Be in the hood.
Take
what
her to the strip club. Take her to Aces. Let her experience the club and then leave Aces.
That's
and
your
then
life.
Have the cops pull you over and then she can feel like a certain way. Like, damn, why the cops pull me over? But like, it happens all the time.
By the way, if the cops pull me over, I'm going to tell her to jump in the back seat. I'm her driver. Okay, and then she will be good.
But you should right. really take her around the city and let her experience everything that we talk about.
I am going. I'm going to get up with her today. But like I said,
but no bougie restaurant.
I don't. When do I do bougie restaurants?
You're right.
Listen,
take her to Sylvia's in Harlem. Like
she was supposed to. She was supposed to be on the Breakfast Club today, but I guess her network, the Blaze, pulled her because maybe they're trying to do damage control. Because she got like 60,000 tweets, and all of those tweets seem like they ain't nothing but slander. After what they saw on Trevor Noah last night.
Take her uptown, Spanish Harlem. Let them see some Latinos getting her empanadas and stuff.
By the way, the best thing for her, you know, if you're trying to do damage control for her, her PR people, is to let her come to the Breakfast Club, by the way.
Okay. All right.
We'd let her get her points out, just like Trevor did.
Absolutely.
You know, we'd have a good conversation.
Is she
racist? A bigot? I don't know. Those are questions we could have asked.
I was going to ask if she have a boyfriend, because sometimes she just seems
Hey, you know that was the number 2-3 like question
she,
on my
she
list.
Like she needs some D.
Have you ever had some D? Preferably have you ever had black penis?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe that's what it
have
is.
Have you ever had some black penis? We'd like to know these.
Because we have a black guy up here that's big and black. I'm sure that would give her the D. That might just...
There's a lot of big black guys around here, sir. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Shut up. Anyway, yes, Tommy Lauren was supposed to be on the Breakfast Club, but her network, The Blaze, pulled her, because I guess they're trying to do damage control based off, you know, with Trevor Noah owning her last night. Drop on a Clues Bomb for Trevor Noah, damn it. It's my guy.
All right.
And drop on a Clues Bomb for Tommy Lauren, too. It's my girl.
All right.
I enjoy both of them.
Okay. All right, well, that was the rumors. Shout out to Revolt TV. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. You want to hear something? At DJ Envy on the gram or Twitter, we got you. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.